Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Darren Hazelwood, a CEO at Panther Metals. How are you today, Darren?
I'm very well, Zach. Great of you to have me on. Thank you very much.
Right, we haven't spoken for a while. Well, there might be reasons for that, but you seem to be going great guns since the last time we spoke, and the latest is you plan to list your Australian assets.
We've got together a fantastic management team, which is often the biggest hurdle in any company in development of any business. And with Karim on staying with the Australian company, we've got Dan and Ranko, two very well-known figures in Australia. Of course, there are three elements you need in any exploration company. You need a great management team, first and foremost. You need great assets. And finally, you need the capital to be able to develop those assets and be able to do the work that they require. And we've managed to secure all of those elements into the one package. So as a result, to allow that to go on and that to develop, we've decided to list it off in Australia. Of course, with us maintaining a very substantial holding in that business.
The Australian market obviously is the beating heart of the mining sector anyway. And that's a sort of the mecca, isn't it, really? You have the best of both worlds. You're staying here, and also you have, I presume, a control over that Australian listing too.
We've got a substantial interest, and I don't believe that really the UK market quite understood the confidence we have behind our Australian assets. Certainly Marolia, and of course the additional land there that is going to get dissolved into the subco rather than dilution at the PLC level in the UK on the Bonanza and Bluebrock ground. Bringing that all and having a contiguous strike length along the Marolia project, it is very, very significant. And in Australia, in Western Australia, the Eastern Goldfields, where Marolia sits, the understanding of what's going on in that area regarding availability of ore, they've got a serious oversupply of capacity at the moment, and companies are looking to supply that capacity. We've got significant gold showings. There's drill intercepts that, if we were to announce to the market today, historic ones, that they really, I believe, would have a substantial impact on any company in this sector and in the gold market where it stands. And once you put all these things together, it seems the right place for this project to sit and to finance it. And of course, in Northern Territory, Annaburu, we took that project on with the Annaburu Dome as the target area, but since we've done our desktop studies, we've actually, on that one license area now, effectively consists of four target, serious target and exploration areas on the one property license. It's 150 square kilometres, so that's substantial as well. So these properties deserve the funding that this listing will be able to give us. And on the listing and with the capital raised, of course, Panther Metals is in the UK, will then be able to make decisions on what's found, what's discovered, and the exploration success they have, whether we would stand our corner in any future events. And that gives us a really quite a serious position, but we haven't got the day-in, day-out requirements to develop these licenses as a result that you normally would expect. We can focus seriously on Canada. We like Canada, we like the assets we've got, and it gives us some freedom to really push forward on all fronts.
I think I was just looking at your market cap in the UK at the moment. It's 7 million, which seems to be rather a, say, ungenerous kind of rating. You alluded to the UK angle and sort of the perception here. Isn't it the case that, you know, UK investors, they don't have the enthusiasm that maybe other geographies have with regard to the exploration stage in mining companies?
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think certainly Australia, and I'd include Canada in that, there seems to be a deeper understanding of the development curve in the businesses and how it's expected to happen, how things will happen. And that ultimately, if you're in the right place and you're in the right postcode and you get right results, the rewards can be exponential. So sometimes you have to be a little bit patient. And I think in the UK, maybe there could be an argument that we haven't maybe got the patience that other jurisdictions have got. Yes, we've been quiet over the last couple of 3 months, but which is really a nanosecond in the development of a business. And I can understand to a certain extent there isn't absolute clarity out there about how we move forward. This would have surprised some potentially, but people have to understand when you're building real, sustainable businesses, that putting in the right foundations can allow you to grow to a huge degree, but you have to be given the tolerance to allow you to do that. And to be fair, majority of people have been fine, and now we're going to be in that position. We're going to be able to really drive this forward, because people also have to remember that in Australia, there are going to be other opportunities that come with the quality of the board. And Panther Metals itself is being recognised within the industry for what it can do and what it can deliver. So we, of course, are seeing other opportunities. And you can't just keep filling up your bag and but not get to the stage of being able to push forward with what you've taken on and what you're seeing. And that's going to allow us to do that. We've talked some length around Orogenic Gold and the world-class knowledge we've got within the business for Orogenic Gold deposits. And we want to look at those and be able to push that forward as well. And that just gives us the freedom to really drive through and creating some quite substantial value, in my opinion.
What's the focus in the different geographies?
At this stage, everything is very much gold focused. However, certainly at Dotted Lake in Canada, you've seen the discovery to our east by Platinum One and to the west by Generation Mining. Now, this is palladium, platinum, copper deposits. We believe we sit on the same fold as those. We have got some quite substantial gold showings on Dotted Lake, and we'll be looking at drilling into one of those gold showings in the very near term. But we do also suspect that what we're seeing from the mag data that we've since released and discussed, we believe that we could have some very interesting opportunities outside of the gold space on that particular project as well.
Is that something you'd welcome, that not just to be in one area? Is that, I mean, given the rather fluid state of the mining sector and metals, you know, you have the industrial metals, one day they're like all the rage, and then it's the rare earths, and then it's gold, and then it goes all over the place, isn't it?
Look, ultimately, I have my own beliefs regarding the precious metal sector. That is our number one focus and will be for, as a business, to drive us forward. Now, if other things come into play, we're certainly not going to be disappointed to have access into the energy metals market through existing projects, if that is how these things do develop and did develop. But the fundamentals around precious metals, gold, the underlying condition of the world's economic setup is one that's a genuine concern. We've backed up with solid foundations when you look at the explosion in the Fed balance sheet, the explosion in debt at governmental levels. And this is pre-COVID. Now it really does seem to have taken on a life of its own, often referred to as helicopter money. This doesn't seem to be stopping. You can't see it stopping anytime soon. And there will have ultimately be a day of reckoning on that. And then people are going to be looking for security. And one of the only ways of having true security will be by holding physical precious metals, hence our focus on that. And that was the concept behind the business when we originally set the business on its way in 2018. And it's more true today than it even was at that stage. And everything that's unfolding in front of us, I believe, adds value to what we're doing, because it's coming. And it's more a case of not if, more when.
Darren Hazelwood, CEO of Panther Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Take care.
Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.